Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we are starting Maseches Ksubas. Ksubas is an extremely complex and a rich Masech that there's a yam of sugyas and a yam of inyonim that are discussed. It's called the Shas Kotten. You learn through the Gemara, so you see how much goes into being Mefarish the Mishnayis. We'll try Be'ezras Hashem and our Mesgeret of learning Mishnayis to try to hold on to as many of the ideas as we can. We'll point out an interesting idea. The two first Masechtes in Yevomis and Ksubas of Seyde Noshim, we know that the Mokam Ashuras HaShchina, Ish V'Isha, Shalom B'Neim, Shchina Shruya B'Neim, and the Svarim have a remez that the Shem Hashem, Shchina Shruya B'Neim, is in the Oisius of Shem Havai, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So here in Masech Ksubis, there's a remez that's brought in the Svarim. Ksuba is, the Sherish is of course Ksav, which refers to the Torah, is a remez to the Torah. And then there's the Isis Vovhei, those are the later two names, letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Where's the, if the Maseches Ksubas has the Vovhei, where's the Yud Nehei? Maseches Yevomis starts with Tes Vov Noshim. Tes Vov is Yud Hei, 15. So there's the Yud and the Hei from Maseches Yevomis, the Vov and the Hei from Maseches Ksubas. The Shem Ksubas that the Masechet is given is Al Shem, all the general name for all Chiyuvei Ish v'isha to each other. In the context of marriage, is called, has a general name called Chiyuvei Ksuba. But generally speaking, when we talk about Ksuba, certainly in the context of the first few prokim, we're talking about not the Chiyuvim that a husband Sheik Sus Vahina, and the Chiyuvim that he has schusim to her Maisiya Diamond, things that she has to do in the house, etc. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about if he dies, so then she is paid minachosov, or if he's megarish, he has to pay it out of pocket for a besula, ksubas mosayim. Besula, you'll notice, has the vav and the hay also. Klai Yisrael's nidbel besula. That's the mazel of Klai Yisrael's mazel besula. Kilu kiviyochel bas zivuge shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the ksuba of mona of 100 is by a beula. That's what the first few prokem over here are going to be soiviv around. The first mission that we're going to start with is not really about Chiyuvei Ksuba in the sense of money. It's really about the dinim of Ish V'Isha Mitzad Heter, if she's Mizana. If she's Mizana, the halacha is she's Mafsid Ksubasa. But more importantly than being Mafsid Ksubasa is the fact that if she's Mizana Tachtov, then she's Asuraloi. So there's a few different reasons why a marriage is called into question if a woman was Mizana. First of all, woman's mizana, she becomes asuraloi, but that's only if she was zintse tachtov, because that's how she becomes asur. That's the parasha of soita in parashas nosoi. If a woman was nivellus, she's not a besula, but she was nivellus lav tachtov before she got married to him. So if she was nivellus to somebody who's pasul sola kahuna, like we had in Maseches Yevomis, so that's one shmuz. But let's say she was nivellus boyfriend, where she's still muteres loy, but he married her under assumption that she was a psula, and now is found out, let's say, that she's a ba'ula. Can he call into question the whole marriage and say, Adaita the Hochi, I never married you, it's a mekachtois? Memelo, of course, he's not married to her. He could get rid of her without a get. And what's negir also in the Mishnah is that he doesn't have to give her a ksuba, because the whole marriage is a mistake. That's another subject that we have over here, Be'ez Hashem, in front of us. So with that, let's start the first Mishnah. Besula nisis liyoim hervi, valmona liyoim hachamishi. Taisus, of course, asks a kasha that he asks all over Shas. Over here, the Mishnah says bisula, doesn't say habsula. Not like ho'isha niknes. Some Mishnahs, some Masechet start with a hey. And the answer is ho'isha is talking about the known isha that's mavur in the pasuk. Mashiach in habsula, the Taisus doesn't talk about a specific psula. So memela, there's no habsula. Okay, bisula nisis. So what's the din? She gets married liyoim hervi, an almona. Who's an almona? L'chayru, an almona is a woman who was married before. We'll see once we learn the Mishnah that there might be a sub-definition of almona, which we'll have to explain. Almona liyoyim achamishi, a woman who was married before, it's not her first time around, she gets married on Thursday. What's the pshat? It's a takona koidemis, a takona from Vayisei Sumanche Knesset Agdolo, before that. Shepamayim b'shabbis, but edinim yoshvim bayorois, there are two times a week that Ezra Sofer, the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, was misakin that in the small cities, not Lavdavka in the biggest cities, but in the small cities, where there wasn't enough volume that there should be a business, there should be a bezdin. Kavua, but pamayim b'shabbos, yeah. B'yem ha'sheni u'b'yem ha'chamishi. On Mondays and on Thursdays. Therefore, shem hoya loy tainis psulim. If he has a tainis psulim, he gets married and he has a tainis psulim, which will have to be explained. Hoya mashkim lebezdin. The basic idea over here is that if he has a tainis psulim, something to be ma'aron on the marriage, so if he gets married, b'yoyim harvi, he'll come on chamishi. Almona liyem ha'chamishi is not to be explained this way, because an almona does not have a tainis psulim. She's not a psula. She's a ba'ula. Normal, an almona, a woman who was married before, is not a psula. She was with another man. So memela, that's not the pshat over here. The pshat over here, the mission is explaining only the din of bisula. So first of all, pshat, this is all straight from the sugis. Obviously, the question is that if the takona kedemis of Anshe Knesset HaGdolah was that there's a yeshiva's bezdin b'yom hasheni b'yom hachamishi, so she doesn't have to only get married on Wednesday. This way, he should come right away on chamishi, get married on Sunday. On that, the answer the Gemara says is shoktu chachom al takonas b'nei Yisrael. Chazal were worried, were concerned for the welfare of Yiddish Techta of B'nai Yisrael. They should get married with the proper preparation. Chasnas don't come out of nowhere. They have to be prepared. They have to be cooked. They have to be baked. The hall has to be prepared and so on and so forth. Make a chasna on Sunday. It's right after Shabbos. There's no time to prepare. Get married on Wednesday. There's 3 days before that. Sholosh Yomim to prepare for the Suda. Like we said, Almona also needs a Hezber. So on that, the Rav brings all this from the Gemara, Shoktu Chachomim al Takonis B'nai Yisrael, that of somebody who marries an Almona should have an opportunity, should have a shtup, to spend 3 days B'simcha. There's a mitzvah of a chos and spending time with a kala. On that, of course, when a couple gets married, each for the first time, a bocher and a psula, so they have sheva brachas. But that sheva brachas is not so poshut, by an almona, hanoisis or almona, osur basias melocha shloisha yomim. The maskonis of the Gemara is hanoisis psula is also shiva. So there's a din that he's not allowed to go out to work. He's not allowed to be sirch das from spending time with her. But that's 3 days. If you get married on earlier in the week, so since it's not a whole week, he might be itching. He might be running out. If you get married on Wednesday, so you have Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. The Rav adds, which is a whole sugya on Daf Ches, another detail, legabi biches chasanim, legabi actually making sheva brachas, not the din of being samech imo, but the din of a sudas sheva brachas that has brachas with it, what we call praving a sheva brachas. So a bocher that marries a psula, of course, has 7 days. We paskin also that a bocher shenoso almono, or an almon shenoso psula, if either one is a newcomer to marriage, then zechiv kol shiva. An almon, shenos almon, is not 3 days. The 3 days is a din to spend time with her. The din sheva brachas, the din brocha, and mishteh, that din is a yom echad. That's only 1 day. So that's the tzura of the Mishnah. Almona gets married on Wednesday, but the real din of the Mishnah that's mavur over here is the tainis psulim, which, like we said, because the bezin sits on Monday and Thursday, so it had to be on Wednesday, because you don't want to give him an opportunity that maybe he won't bring his problem to Bezdin. So you want that it should be right away. Wednesday, the Tainis Psulim will be created, the problem was created Wednesday night. Thursday morning already, ala boker, he's already in Bezdin. Mashenkin, if it's Sunday, that we don't want Alts Techasana. Batsim Alts Techonis Bezdin would be the same thing. But Alts Techoktu Chachomim, we don't want it to be a Chasana on Sunday. Lamaisa, the Rav brings down that the mission is with the Dairois, there was a takon mipnei atchak to get married on Friday and to have Sheva Brachos together with the Shabbos Suda. That's the way it was done in Eastern Europe for centuries. And the reason why they weren't makbid on the takona was because they didn't have Bote Dinim Yoshim B'Sheni V'Chamishi. Okay, now as we explained, the takona B'Sula Nisus L'Yom Harvi was not actually for the Yom HaRavi. That's not really the point. The point is because Nisus L'Yom HaRavi, the Gemara says, on Daf Hei B'Shem Ba Kapora, is Niveles Leil Chamishi, in order that Samach V'Nir to the Be'ilas Mitzvah, Leil Chamishi should be B'Yom Chamishi, the ability to go to Bezdin, if necessary. what the Melech HaShleima brings down over here is that the reason why the Mishnah, we have the Gears in front of us, Pesul Nanis is Li Yom Harvi, not Bi Yom Harvi, say on Wednesday. You don't say Li Yom Harvi. Li means Yom Harvi. Li Yom Harvi means to what comes out of Yom Harvi. Otherwise known as the point is on Wednesday, on Yom Harvi, for after Yom Harvi, for Leil Chamishi. That's the Diuk, Loshen HaMishnah. The Braisa also adds on Dafei another detail that B'yom HaChavishi, since the novellas B'yom HaChavishi, that's a bracha because Nitin Bracha, the bracha of Pruvu was B'yom HaChavishi. So Mamela, we want that the B'ilal, Simin Bracha, should be B'leil HaChavishi. The Chasna could be B'yom HaRvi, and the B'ilas Mitzvah will be Leil HaChavishi, also the Simin Bracha, by an Almona as well. Because, like we said, there's 3 days for the Shoktu Chachomim, al that they should have 3 days together. B'chamishi Shishi Shabbos, so Mela the Chasna was B'yom Chamishi, and the Be'ilu would be Shishi. Shishi is also gebenched al Zbichas Adam Pruvu that was Nitin L'Adam. The first Pruvu is Nitin L'Dogim, and Yom Shishi is Nitin L'Adam. That's the basic over here. So what we have over here is that the Tzuris of the Shmaita is that the day of the Takonas, Psula Nisus Liyom Harvi, is in order to facilitate coming to Bezdin. Let's discuss that. What does that mean? These are the Iker Sugis in the first parak in Ksuba, starting from Daf Tes. The Takona was that what's going to happen if he's Bolel, and as far as he's concerned, Pesach Pesuch Motzasi, he finds that she's not a Psula. There's actually two oifanim of the same idea. Shem Yeshle times Psul, the Rav says, Kagoin Shiyoyma Bialti Veloy Motzosi Dam. That would be the easiest way. L'choy, there should be Dam Psulim there. That's the Metzias. If there's no Dam, he's tining that she's not a Psula. So now, the Rav adds, which is a Tamtzis of the Gemara, Loishnom Hiktano Oy Naira Oy Bergeres. It doesn't make a difference. The Dam should be there whether she's a Ktano or a Naira Oy Bergeres. Oy Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, the other oifen where he can tie in the same thing is Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, Veloy Matzasi, that should be like a Be'ilu Rishoyna, Imi Ketana Oy Nairo, but by a Bergeres there's no time in Pesach Pesuch, because the Metzius, the physical Metzius is that Be'ilu Rishoyna of a Bergeres doesn't feel anymore that it's a Bias Besula, Bia Pam Rishoyna. The Tain of Dam is there even by a Bergeres. The Rishoyna make the Cheshman on Daftas. Now, what's the taina? The taina is, he says, Lo Matzosi, Vaista, she was in novellas. Vaista, she was in novellas. So, Shela, so what? So, she was in novellas. What's the question? She's in novellas. L'chor, there's two different sugis here. One is, and this is why Chachom and Be'ikah were concerned, is because if she's taken out of Ba'ula, there's a legitimate chashash. Remember, in the times of Chazal, they got married where the Erusin was a year before. So the real concern is that she was zintza over the last year, tachtov, and she's a soita, she's an eishes ish. Even that is not so poshut, because it could be that she was nevelas tachtov, but she was nensa tachtov. If she was nensa, she's not asura labailu. So here's where the Gemara and Daf Tes cheshmans out. That if there's a possibility that she was nevelas tachtov or lach tachtov, plus, there's a possibility that it was born as Berotzoin, so there it's a Svek Sveko, and a Svek Sveko would be mati her, and then she's not Asura. He's Taka says Pesach Pesuch. But even after that, the reality is there's two reasons why she'd be Muteris. That's the classic din of Svek Sveko, and she's Muteris. That's one. If she's an Ashes Koyin, that's Nenso is Asura Labailo. So the halacha is that there's only one possibility, it was Tachtav Alaf Tachtav, the Sofik. So she's Asura Loi. Or if the Erisin, the father made the Erisin, married her off before the age of 3, and she was, for many years, she was a Arusa, and then he married her later on, there's a possibility only of Boinis or Berotzen. But Tachtav, Lav Tachtav can't be, because if she was an Arusa before the age of 3, then she wouldn't be the Metzias, there's no Be'ilah before the age of 3. So Memela the Din would be, also there's only one Sofik, she's Asura. Now, why do we believe him? Why do we believe him? He said, so what? He's Eidus. Since when does a woman become Asur Labailo without having proper Eidus? So the Gemara goes to a Shachavatai. I've already need two Eidim to Asur and Isha Labailo. We learned about that in Yevamos on many different levels. So the answer is, Maybe he's takanat nema. This is what the Gemara calls the din of shavya nafshech haticha d'isura. Since he said Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, so for him, he has to nemon, we have to force him to nemon the reality that he said. He put down that she's not a bu'ula. If he puts that down, so then he has to live with it, and then she'd be asurla. We don't want him to have a day in between when he finds the problem, and maybe not going to bezin, he decides to sweep it under the rug. We want him to come if he has a problem. So Mamela, that's why they were misakin the chasna right away. Now we'll add. So l'chayra, they should have said that an eshes koyin, or a girl who was nis'arsa l'fnei, which should be also if the husband says that he found that she's not a psula. In those two cases, over there, she has to get married BMRV, this tiny psulum. Masha'inkin, if a regular bas yisrael, and you'd have the svek svek, anyway, she's not going to be also if he comes to Bezdin. So why be misakin have to get married Wednesday? So Taisus on that basis, enechanami tzaloi pluk. Rashi clearly learns not that way. Because Rashi says that the reason why you misakin is because if he's going to come with a taina and he's going to make a rash and bezn and pesach pasuch matzosi, there's a problem, she's a bu'ula, not a psula. So then we encourage that if there was taka ma'isev znus, that edim should come. So it's like, the coming to Bezdin is not because that itself will paskin the Shaila. No, they're going to paskin she's muteris. But that will stimulate that there should be Eidim from the outside. No. I mean, you have a Svek Sveka. Why can't you follow Zichron a Svek Sveka? So here's where there's the famous principle that's discussed by the Chem de Shleim and others, that b'mokim, that there would be an Ika Levrure, when there's a Roiv, maybe when there's a Chazoka, over here also when there's a Svek Sveka, where there'd be a Mokim Levarer, Taka the Amitius Hadvarim of a Sofik, and not to rely on any of the Berure Svekas. Midrabbonim, we don't allow the situation to be with Berure Svekas. If you have a Roiv, let's say we check for bugs, when there's a Roiv, that type of vegetable is not infested. I mean, there's a Roiv, but since there's a Miut Hamotzi, there's a chance. So Memela, we don't allow just for a Roiv, we're Baitik. So didn't the Rabbanim to be baidik by a Miut HaMatzah? Over here also, if he's going to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, so then there'll be a Mokum Le'ikil of Rure because Eidim will be able to come. That's the way Rabbi Senuha Achren explained this din. Just point out a few more details from the famous Dibure HaTaisus on Davtes. L'chayra, if you have a Sofik, he comes in and he says Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. You don't know. Tachtav, Lav Tachtav, Bain is Beratzen. Why don't you say the woman has a Chazokah, she has a Cheskas Kashus? So Taisus says, "Kenegad the cheskas kashrus, there's a cheskas haguf that she was nivellus later on. If the suffix was it earlier or later, you'd say that it happened later, that the shini haguf of her turning from a b'sula into a ba'ula happened later on. Cheskas haguf is a stronger chazaka than cheskas kashrus. That's one raid in Taisus. Of course, you also have the ba'ula lefonenu, so that you have a kasher. You have a tziruf of a ba'ula lefonenu together with a cheskas kashrus against the Chazal Kedemei Korah that she was a psula. Good, these are all famous kashrus and shaklatayis and rishonim and achronim. Another question over here is that every single woman has a cheskas. If you want to be ma'iru that a woman was mizana, unless you have eidim, you don't say them. Even if a woman was misyachid with a man without kinu estiru, which is a separate chiddush atayra, you would not say that a woman's asura labailo. She has a cheskas kashrus labailo. It's a very strong cheskas kashrus, a woman labailo. Unless you have mamish tu edim kshem. Why don't you say that? And the answer to this says we don't follow lozach on that because we have a shayla. If it was ba'inis or beratzin that she was nevalo, normally if there would be an onis, it would be a koil. So it's bedoime to a smach, like a roiv midrabonon, that says mistoma. If she was nevelis, and there was no koil, there was no police report, mistoma, it was beratzen. So those are the basics of the sugyas over here. What we haven't brought up is that there's a second fallout, the second toitzah, of him saying Pesach Pasuach. And that is, maybe he's saying the fact that she's a ba'ula, not a psula, he doesn't know her aksubas masayim. Or if she was mizana, maybe he doesn't know her aksuba now. Or if she was mizana, maybe he never meant really to marry her, even if it was lav tachtav, he meant to marry a psula, not a ba'ula, so it's a mekach tois. Those are all shailas that are negea to the dinim mominus. Ben Yishu Ben Baila. Till now, we only discussed the Din Isser, because the Takona de Rabbonon of being Mesakan, they should get married on Wednesday, was in order that the Isser Veheter, the status in Isser Veheter, should be Nizbar. The money that's between them, we wouldn't necessarily make a Takona. What the Dinim are, Beyachas to Tainis Psulim, and Ksuba, in the Dinim Omnis, that Amir Hashem will see in Mishnah Beis.